Rolene, we've lost 3 precious minutes. How are you?
I know. I'm good, and you, I tell you.
Because, boy, do we have a lot to talk about.
Warm up the soapbox, Howard. I'm fueled with coffee. Let's get going.
All right, so, Rolene, you've been, well, actually, funnily enough, both of us have been harassed and attacked on social media this week. But you were first. You were called a beep, beep Jew. Not once, yes. Not twice, but what, like 4 times or so?
4 times.
Just give us a background to the story and, let's unpack it a little bit.
Okay, so I wrote a letter to 2 publications in response to both an article and subsequent letter reply to that article. I wrote in my capacity as one of the members of the South Africa Israel Policy Forum. And when I sent the letter to the 2 publications, I'm not going to mention them, you know, because it's still under discussion. It was very clear that it was in response to the article and to the letter. Now, when one of the publications printed it, they negated to mention that it was in response to articles and letters, and they also edited down the letter. But, you know, lo chashuv, that's what happens. Mm. You get edited. Now, the writer of the article, who has been featured in both publications, took exception to some of my comments and wrote in response and was published in one of the articles accusing me of lying.
All right.
Which is not true. Mm. He accused me of that I called him a racist, which wasn't. I said that comments in the article and the letter were racist, mm-hmm. Which is very, very different
absolutely.
To calling somebody
absolutely.
A racist.
Absolutely.
He was then invited onto my Facebook page by somebody who thought in good faith that maybe we could have a pleasant discussion, but there was no having a pleasant discussion with this person, who proceeded to carry on calling me a liar and then called me a beep beep Jew 4 times. To which I said to him, don't you think you owe me an apology? And he said, absolutely not. And then he did something that all classic anti-Semites do, whether they – and apparently he does have Jewish roots. He considers himself an atheist. But he said, there are good Jews. There are good Jews like, okay, everybody brace yourself because the blood pressure is all going to go up, Ronnie Casserels.
Oh,
and they are
Jew.
Beep – And there are beep Jews like myself and Bernie Madoff. Now, Bernie Madoff.
All right, fine.
Yes, I'm apparently in the company of Bernie Madoff. Mm-hmm. Now, I don't know what Bernie Madoff's religious practices are. I can tell you that he's probably a very bad man, but to single him out as a bad Jew and then add me to that company. Well, as you could well imagine, and you know me, listeners, I'm a little bit of a feisty one. That got my goat.
It's actually incredible. So there was no rational discussion. There was no rational debate around anything. I mean, it's really just name calling, insulting, and adult prejudice.
Absolutely. You know, I know that some members of the community and also the communal leadership try to rationalize, try to talk to him sanely, but there's no sane speaking to somebody like this. Instead, there are slurs. And some people have said to me, you know, take the moral high ground, don't respond. But I think after the week that we have had, from the shootings in Poway to the cartoon in the New York Times to the situation in the world as it currently stands as far as anti-Semitism is concerned, to last night and yesterday very poignantly commemorating Yom HaShoah, we cannot let statements like this, slurs like this, anti-Semitism like this go unchecked.
Yeah, and I think that we need to be able to have a very clear approach to people who might have Jewish roots, but, who don't value them until they can say as a Jew ... as though it gives them some form of legitimacy to speak on behalf of other Jews. And I think it's a big problem. The word self-hating Jew, I think, is a bit dated. I think they're not self. They've removed themselves from that environment. And I'm not saying because they're an atheist, because I strongly believe everybody's entitled to be whatever they want to be. But if you want to be an atheist, that's absolutely fine. But it's great. But then don't rely on the fact that you're Jewish and as a Jew ... I think that's a bit of a problematic argument.
Absolutely. You know, it doesn't hold water anymore. I mean, I've heard some excuses this week for anti-Semitic issues that are absolutely profound. You know, from the one being, you know, with regards to the New York Times cartoon, well, I believe dogs are superior to humans, which I still am struggling to comprehend, to the fact that we are small-minded.
No, but I think the best.
In my mind because don't gaslight us to this, but I'm a Jew, or I have Jewish roots. I have every right to verbally abuse, harass, and use anti-Semitic slurs.
And of course, the best one to me was that the cartoonist who drew the anti-Semitic caricature says he blames the Jewish propaganda machine for condemnation of his drawing. And he says, we don't understand irony.
Well, apparently we don't. According to the Labour Party, we Jews don't understand irony, Howard. But in an interview with CNN, he goes on to say that Jews are not above criticism.
Which is true.
Here we go. You want to criticize the policies of Israel, Gegesundheit, go for it.
Yeah.
In fact, it's the national sport of the country. I don't think there is a single person living in the state of Israel who doesn't engage in the preferred sport of criticism of the government. It's what we do. It's what makes us this wonderful, robust democracy. But when you start using words like Jewish propaganda machine, which is quite, you know, to me, out of the protocols of the elders of Zion, because he wasn't criticized for criticizing Israel. Because then you can say, you know what, you're not above criticism. But when he says that calls of anti-Semitism were made through the Jewish propaganda machine, which any time there's criticism, it's because there's someone anti-Semitic on the other side.
Yeah.
Then we have a whole different ball game that we have to play.
Absolutely. If you read his statement, it is such classic anti-Semitism. He can't even understand. And he says, no, the reason that he put the mug in David, the Star of David, on Netanyahu is because people in his country wouldn't recognize him, so therefore he had to. He didn't answer why he put a yarmulke on Donald Trump. So it was absolutely appalling. The question is, Warren says, come on, guys, how arrogant. Can't be an atheist and Jew. Wow, Warren. No, Warren, I'm absolutely not. Well, first of all, I do find it a bit difficult to understand. It might be a very uncomfortable statement to make or an uncomfortable statement to hear. But if you're an atheist, then please explain to me how you are Jewish. What makes you a Jew? If it is not some form of, if you're an atheist, do you believe in anything to do with the Bible? Well, I can't imagine it. So what on earth makes you Jewish? So I'm not even saying that you can't culturally identify as a Jew. Really, even though part of me does say that, but even if that's very, very politically incorrect to do so, what I am saying is you can't be an atheist and can't be a soapbox atheist and then when it suits you, so talk as though you represent other Jews. I don't believe you can, because as an atheist, you don't represent other Jews. You might represent other atheists, but you certainly don't represent other Jews. And maybe that is very uncomfortable, Warren, and maybe it does sound arrogant, but that's absolutely an uncomfortable truth. What do you say, Roline?
I totally agree with you. You know, once you you resign yourself to the fact that you're no longer Jewish, you're no longer Jewish, and you don't get to speak on behalf of the Jewish community. You don't get to fob off your prejudice because maybe once upon a time you were Jewish.
Well, in fact, and Warren's going on to say it was good enough for Hitler to murder me and my family. Absolutely, but that was Hitler's definition. That was Hitler's definition of who is a Jew and who is not. And yes, halachically, you absolutely are Jewish. Whether you, as an atheist, your children will be Jewish and your grandchildren will be Jewish is a completely separate thing. And yes, it's a very harsh thing to hear, but it's very, very, it's, you know, that old Yiddish saying that you can't dance at two chuppahs. You can't. You can't, and maybe it is unpleasant, and maybe there is a lot of, you know, there might be a lot of resentment, but that is the sad truth of it. Warren says, open your minds. I would suggest likewise. Sorry, Rolene, you were saying.
I don't think it's necessarily about having a closed mind, Warren. I think it's about the fact that somebody has made an anti-Semitic and repugnant slur. I mean, I actually had to love a post by Ariel Sobel on Twitter. She called it misogyny. She called it misogyny because she's an ultra feminist, she said when a male seems to find it okay to racially or anti-Semitically attack a woman, which I thought was actually quite interesting. But it's not about having a closed mind. It's about the fact that you can't just drop a nuclear bomb and take a step back and say, you know, well, I've been there, so it doesn't count.
I think what we're saying, Warren, is that and everybody is that you can't spend your life distancing yourself from your community, alienating yourself from your community, and then as a point of argument say as a Jew ... I think that's really, I find that deeply, deeply hypocritical, which is the point that I'm making. The character, and Warren, I don't suggest this of all atheists at all. And I think if there's one thing you do know if you listen to my show and read my articles, is that I'm very, very, in favor of everybody, practicing exactly what they choose as long as they find fulfillment. I don't mind what that is. And I don't have a right to mind what it is. But I think that one has to be consistent always. So if you are an atheist, but you do adhere to certain things that retain your identity and you identify with certain parts of Judaism, that's great as long as it's consistent. If you spend your life criticizing everything Jewish, but then standing up and saying, as a Jew, well, I find that completely disingenuous. Warren saying, I agree with you, read the cartoons. Gimple the Fool saying, I certainly don't want the as a Jew Jews who don't have a mezuzah on their door to virtue signal on my behalf. It is quite a contentious issue. Rolene Marks, unfortunately, we have to leave it. So hold on. Before I leave you, are you feeling okay about everything that has gone on this week?
Well, as you can well imagine, my blood is boiling, and being the feisty one that I am, rumor has it I am a little bit feisty.
I've heard stories.
I'm not going to take this sitting down. You know, there will be, he will have to face the music for the very least calling me a beep Jew.
Absolutely right, Rolene Marks. That's where we leave it. Thank you. As always, have a Shabbat Shalom. Just switch off Twitter. Switch off Twitter for and Facebook for 25 hours. It will save.
Game of Thrones marathon, everybody.
Game of Thrones. All right. There's always that. That's the other alternative. It's 8:01.